Virginia Tech Associate Economics Professor David Bieri says the global economy was not doing so well for all of 2020.
There's been a lot of talk of a COVID-related V-shaped recovery. So that means we saw an absolute bloodbath in economic activity when the pandemic first hit. The first 2 months were terrible. Unemployment rates in the United States in May spiked up to crazy levels, 15% unemployment. But things have been improving since. And really curiously, the global economy, led by the U.S. economy, seems to be doing rather well, all things considered.
Bieri says people in the know are optimistic that 2021 will be a relatively good year for the global economy.
So we have that paradox that there was a big hit to economic activity when the pandemic first hit. And in some ways, one might be at a loss to conventionally explain it, because what we now know is that the infection rates around the globe, certainly in advanced economies, since May, have all kept on increasing.
Bieri says as far as economic growth aspects, they're as good as they were a year ago. He adds that many believed in May the pandemic had gotten as bad as it was going to get. And as far as the economics are concerned, Bieri says that was exactly right.
The composition of aggregates can have shifted as well. So yes, the overall picture is perhaps rosy, but it's not a contradiction to say that there are parts of the U.S. economy that are hurting a lot more from what they were before COVID. And one obvious example is higher ed, the industry that I'm in, local services, restaurants, tourism, areas that are doing very well, trade-related services, including, of course, Amazon, UPS, and FedEx, services that we have really, in the remote learning and working environment, come to rely on.
As for Virginia's economy, Bieri says it's not as easy to lump it all together.
It's difficult to speak of Virginia's economy as a sort of a homogeneous entity because Virginia is so varied, from agricultural production in the Southwest all the way to the government services and high-tech, almost Silicon Valley-type conditions in Northern Virginia. But on the whole, Virginia's economy is doing above average for the United States.
This has been a WFIR In-Depth Report. I'm Ian Price.